Somebody asked me the following question. He was an accountant who worked for an accounting firm, and he was assigned a particular project. Happens to be, it was in the midst of a pretty busy season, in addition to the fact that he had a family simcha out of town. So he approached a colleague of his, and he asked him if he'd be willing to cover for him for this project. And in exchange, he would cover for his coworker a project assigned to him at a later date. Happened to have been that his friend had just mentioned to him that he was assigned a project for a certain difficult client, so he offered to cover him for that client if his coworker would cover him for the project due today. And the question is there anything wrong with such an arrangement? There's a Mishnah by Matzir of Ayin Hei, brought down Shulchan Aruch Yerdeh, Simuk of Samach Sif Tes, that discusses a similar scenario. And the Mishnah says that if someone receives a service with the condition that he's required to return and repay a more valuable service at a later date, this would violate Ribbis. The Chacham Sadna points out that even where the second service is not more valuable, but it's more difficult, this as well will be a problem. And the basic understanding of this is, the concept of a loan is not limited to lending money for money. It applies also to lending merchandise for merchandise. And it even applies to lending or trading a service for another service. And therefore, if someone receives a service and returns a service at a later date that has more value, that would be a violation of this Iser Ribbis. There are multiple exceptions to this halacha. The first one is that this is only a problem where the arrangement is that he's required to return a service at a later date. If he's not required to do so, for example, as is common in many office settings, where coworkers constantly will cover for another if someone is unable to come to work that day, for various other reasons, but he's not required to return a service at a later date, there, it would be permitted for him to return the favor and cover for his friend at a later date, even a more valuable service, as since he's not required to do so, it wouldn't be considered that they were trading or lending services. Another exception is, there's a sefer, the Chalkas Bin Yamim, who is medayik this from the Mishnah B'Metzio, that this is only a problem with somewhat of a significant difference in either value or difficulty between the two services. If the two services are pretty much comparable to the extent where most people don't have a preference doing one over the other one, and that even if the second service is technically more difficult or a little bit more valuable, since that difference is not clear, it would not be a problem. And this seems to be based on the fact that we're only discussing a question of Ribbis or Rabbanan, and therefore there are certain leniencies. Another exception is, this whole Isser only applies where the second service is the more valuable service. But if, for example, let's say in our scenario, where the employee was assigned a project at a later date, and he realizes that he would not be around, he won't be available on that date, so he asks his coworker to cover for him the project due at the later date, and in exchange he would cover for his coworker a more difficult project due today, since the more difficult project is being done first, on the contrary, it's considered that one person is lending or trading a more difficult project in exchange for receiving a less difficult project, and that would not violate Iser Ribbis. As a sefer, Mr. Shribis, who goes one step further, he says where it's irrelevant which service has to be done first, and either one can be done before the other, that even if it happens to be that the second service is the more valuable service, since it's clear that he's not providing a more valuable service so that he has more time to do it, as it was possible that he would have done it first, it's clear that they're merely trading service for a service, and it will not be considered that he's repaying a service at a later date with more value. Another exception is, and this is based on a Chassam Sefer, that this whole Isser does not apply to two partners. If you have two partners who run a business, there it would be permitted for them to trade jobs as long as it pertains to their business. As with this regard, we don't consider them as working one for the other. Rather, it's more of a partnership agreement, what each one's responsibilities are towards the business, but we would not consider that one of them is lending a service to another. To summarize, it is usher for someone to receive a service on the condition that he will provide a more difficult or valuable service at a later date. Again, this is only where he's required to return a service at a later date. If he's not required to do so, then it would be permitted for him to return the favor even where the second service is more difficult. The second exception is that the difference in value or difficulty has to be clear and somewhat significant. If there's a small difference in value to the extent that most people don't really have a preference to do one over the other, it would be permitted. Another exception is that This is only a problem where the second service is the more valuable service. If the first service being done is the more valuable service, then on the contrary, it would be considered as lending a more valuable service to get a less valuable service, and that would not be a violation of this ribus. And lastly, this only applies to co-workers or to independent workers, but it would be permitted for two partners to trade responsibilities or jobs where it pertains to their business. Getting back to our scenario, again, you had an employee who asked a friend to cover for him for a particular project due now, and in exchange, he would cover for his friend a more difficult project at a later date. Since he was required to return the service at a later date, and in this particular instance, the second project was clearly the more difficult client, and they're only employees for a firm, they were not partners in their own business, and since he was doing this clearly to buy more time, and the second service had to be done at the later date, it would seemingly be a problem, and such an arrangement should not be done.